My name is Mackenzie Hess. I am 19 years old. Today is December 5th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Megan Hess, who is my half-sister. We are recording this interview in Lindsay, Texas. To get started, I'm going to ask, when and where were you born?
I was born in Munster, Texas.
What day?
Oh, July 20th, 1985.
How was your relationship with your parents?
My relationship with my dad's always been really great. My mom, not so much. She lives in Oregon, so she's not around very often. But I'm pretty close with my dad. Our dad.
Did you get into trouble when you were younger?
Yes. Probably more, I would say not bad trouble, but some.
What was the worst thing you did?
I think probably I stayed out all night one night and didn't come home until like the next day in the afternoon. Like
how 3 old o'clock. Were you when you did that?
17, 16, 17.
What did you think your life would be like when you were older?
I think that's changed over time. Even growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a parent and go to college. My initial dream was to be a psychiatrist, but that changed.
Do you have any favorite stories from childhood?
I think we did like a lot of normal things as a kid. We went camping. We didn't really have family vacations. I have a really big family, so just there's a whole lot. It's hard to pick just one.
Can you tell me the story of when you first saw me?
I first saw you in the hospital when you were a baby. Mackenzie was born my senior year of high school. In December, so we saw her at the hospital.
Did you like feel like excited or anything?
I was excited. I had two other little sisters at the time, but babies are always fun, especially when you're old enough to like play with them and hang out with them. And I enjoyed that a whole lot.
What was I like as a baby?
You peed on me multiple times. You were a good baby. I hate to say any babies are bad, but you weren't fussy. You were pretty content most of the time. I think that was probably because you had three older sisters that could hang out with you and play with you whenever you wanted. I would go with that. I moved out when I was 18, so I was only there for when you were a baby.
Did any of that change as I became a child?
I wouldn't say so. You've always been pretty laid back and chill. You're more like me probably than the other two, our other five sisters. I was going to say two, talking about the littler ones, but of our other five ones, you're probably the most like me.
Yeah. Was there a time that I ever made you angry?
The other day. You snapped at me. And it made me a little angry.
Was there any times I made you angry when I was younger?
I think everyone goes through a phase where they don't want to listen to adults at all. They think they know best and they're going to do what they want to do. And there was a situation with a boy that I was like, listen to me. And you wouldn't listen. And it made me angry.
how has being a parent changed you?
I think I've always been parental. I'm the oldest of my five sisters. So, and we lived in a single parent household growing up. It was my dad and he worked. So I've always been the parental person. I took care of my sisters with Mike. And then when I got with my husband, he had two daughters. So we jumped into already having his daughters. And when I had mine, I mean, I've always just been parental. I wouldn't say I changed a whole lot because.
What were you most surprised by when you became a parent?
Probably how much it takes, like time-wise, money-wise. It's pretty naive to think it'd be okay. We'll just make it, and there's definitely struggles along the way.
When did you first find out that you'd be a parent?
I think I was 18. Found out I was pregnant, and Mom was going to college, had a junior college nearby, so I took the next semester off because I would be pretty pregnant during that, but I ended up having a miscarriage. So after that, I think I was 18 later in that year, maybe, when I was pregnant with my oldest.
How did you feel?
I was excited. I knew I wanted a boy, and because we've never had that, because we have, like I said, five sisters. But I was excited. I mean, I always felt like I was a mom already anyway, so I was excited for my own.
How has being a parent changed you?
I've always felt pretty parental. I think making sure you make the right choices after you're a parent, because even as an older sister, you're a role model, but as a parent, it's a little more to the, you have to make the choices for them, and they always have to be in consideration. When you're, even if as a sibling, you're still like your own person, like your choices won't affect them as much as if it was your own kid. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do you have any favorite stories about your kids?
They're so different. I always say that Jeremy, my oldest, is a mini me, and Joseph, my youngest, is a mini Billy, my husband. Jeremy's very laid back and chill like I am. Just could be by himself and be fine. Joseph's always needed a little more attention, a little more like lovey-dovey-ness. That Jeremy's always been like, all right, what are you doing? Like, I don't need you on me. I think the funniest thing is how different they are. But they've always looked exactly the same. Like, just 5 years apart. Like, Joseph and Jeremy, they always looked so identical for their ages, but their personalities are completely different. And so that's something funny.
Have they always been like that since they were little?
Yeah, I would say even, like, day one from there when they were born. Jeremy was, everybody that we would watch, like, would come over or anything, they were like, oh my gosh, he's the best baby, because he just, if he wasn't hungry or needed change, he was chill all the time. And Joseph was always like, look at me, hold me. Like, and it was fine, that was just what he needed. And it was the complete, they were just so different. They've always been that way.
Do you happen to have any favorite stories from when they were little?
think one of my favorites with Jeremy would be when I first had Jeremy, his older sisters, my stepdaughters, the oldest, she was big mad. She was so upset. She did not want another sibling. She didn't want the one she already had. Like, she was very, very upset. So she went to a slumber party when I had Jeremy. She didn't hold him until he was like 3 days old because she was so mad. And then once she did, they were like stuck like glue. They hung out all the time, like best friends all the time. It was so funny.
Didn't
she see that change?
Dye his hair one time too.
Oh yeah, she's dyed his hair. He had red hair and I think he's had brown hair once. Well, like a different color of brown than what he has. They just were two peas in a pod after that, and it was just so funny because she was so against it, and then them bonding like that. And Justice probably the same way. Not, she wasn't upset or anything when he was born, but they, when he was little, they always hung out with their big sisters.
Do you regret anything?
I don't like to say I do. With Mackenzie, I'm always like, make sure you go to school first, just because it was so hard. Because when I finally graduated with my bachelor's, I was working full-time. I had 4 kids at home. It was a lot going on. It was so much added stress that I wouldn't recommend that to anyone, but that was the way I did it. And I already had my boys, and I wouldn't change them for anything. So I hate to say that I have regrets.
What about when you were younger? Was there a mistake or a decision you made that you now regret?
I think all your decisions kind of lead you to where you end up. So as long as you're not breaking the law or doing anything that you can't take back, like, it's hard to just regret. Looking back, I know I definitely could have made smarter choices. And, like, if that same situation would happen today, I'd be like, no. Yeah. But at that time, I mean, I didn't know any better. It was something I had to do.
Where is your mom's family from?
My mom's family, to my knowledge, is from Oregon, Washington, that area. I know I have great aunts and things that live up there. That's where my mom's dad was from. But he was her stepdad, so I don't even know where her biological dad was from. Her side is a mystery. There's a lot of holes and knowing on, like, things that we don't know about on that side.
Since her family and everything, you know, to your knowledge, like you said, is from Oregon, do you know how her and our dad met, since he's from Texas?
So, my grandpa, my mom's dad, well, stepdad, but the dad that raised her dad, liked to move a lot. They never stayed in one spot for very long. So they were from Oregon, Washington area. They moved around there sometimes. They went to live in Hawaii for a while. And then for some reason, they decided to come to Texas. And they lived in Texas. My dad and my mom were in high school age, just about. And they bought a farm and just settled here. Actually, at that time, they might not even had the farm yet. But they decided to settle here. And my mom, I think she went to Sacred Heart, and which is in Munster, and my dad grew up in Lindsay, and I'm not exactly sure how they met, but they did, and I'm here.
Have you ever been to Oregon?
I went to Oregon when I was in kindergarten. My grandma was like, hey, I'm taking Maggie for the summer, and so they took me for the summer, and we went and saw, I have a step aunt that's the only time I met her, was on the trip up there, And we went all summer and hung out in Oregon and met all kinds of family.
Who are your favorite relatives?
Besides my dad, sisters, sons, things like that, like in the immediate household, probably my grandmas. I have some really awesome grandmas, and I was very lucky to have met my grandma on my mom's side, my grandma on my dad's side, my great-grandma on my dad's side and on my mom's side. And then we've always been real close. When we were little, we would stay weekends with grandmas. When I was my grandma on my mom's side, even though we lived with my dad, she had a big farm, and we lived on that farm with my dad even after my mom moved away. And so we've always had a really, really special bond with all my grandmas. They're probably my favorite.
Okay, well, that's all the questions I have today. Thank you for meeting with me to do this interview.
You're welcome.